What's up, everybody? We've been gone a little while, but we're back. You know, holidays and naps and hangovers, they get the best of us. So, James, tell the people why we've been on this little hiatus.
Well, originally, you know, holidays and stuff. And then we were going to record on Tuesday. What's it called? That was New Year's Eve. And Greg was out having dinner. So I was like, cool. Wednesday, come around. And I've had long weeks because of the holidays and stuff. And, you know, just sat down, just watching some TV. Woke up. It was 2:30 in the morning. And I was like, hey, yo. And yeah, we missed that recording day, so here we are 2 weeks later, so that's my bad.
Okay, at least you took accountability. If you were like our good friend Greg here, we'd be hearing nothing but excuses.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, bro? Every time I take a nap, I tell the listeners that I nap. I took a nap earlier before this. It was great.
I'm glad you're well rested.
In honor of our 1 year anniversary that we missed because James was asleep. And I was at dinner. James, tell the whole world my fucking business. I didn't want to tell y'all I was at dinner, but that's what I was doing. We made it a year. I'm going to go ahead and crack me up with a little coal. You know?
Oh, wow. Should have told me
so. I hate my job, bro. I hate my life, bro. Fucking, I'm going to drink six of these bitches, bro. Oh,
damn. What are you drinking?
This brewski is brought to you by Montucky Kolschneck.
I knew it was going to be that. I knew it.
Shout out Montucky. We're still looking for sponsors a year later. We can tone this down. We can be whatever you want us to be, future sponsors. Potential sponsor? Could be you, question mark? We're still looking. We're on the hunt.
About to start sending play, baby. To everybody.
Maybe 2025 is our year. If you know somebody who needs, you know, publicity and they need their brand spread to about 65 people, we're your guys.
There you go. So, what was probably the most memorable part of 2024? And gee, I know you had a baby, so that's probably yours. Damn. So great.
I'm just thankful, you know, it's another year that I don't have a baby. No offense to G. Man, I think I went to a lot of festivals in 2024, bro. About three of them hoes, you know what I'm saying? And then I went and saw my favorite rock band. I went to a concert by myself for the first time. I never did that before. That was kind of cool. But probably my favorite was that country festival in Ohio, bro, because, you know, y'all know I like Turnpike. Turnpike was there. Y'all know I fuck with Billy Strings, and he was there, and he played Dust in a Baggie, which he doesn't normally do live, and that's what he finished his set with. That shit was crazy, bro. I almost did crack. That's how crazy it was.
I wish you would have.
It's crazy.
Would have made that story 10 times better.
Wow.
Crack.
So yeah, having a kid is up there. I also won my fantasy football championship. I don't want to say it's just as nice as, you know, bringing a baby into this world, but he almost named my daughter fantasy football championship 24.
Yeah.
I almost had to change her name.
I hate that shit because he won my league. I think I'm going to quit running it now. That shit ruined everything for me.
This so man had a is good run. Jerry Jones-esque. He'd be damned if a black man wins his league.
Hey, there ain't a check big enough that I won't write to win the Super Bowl.
You're just like Pat Riley.
I don't know why you acted like you didn't win.
I didn't win my league, though. I won a different league, bro. That's different. That's separate, bro. Still,
he won the high roller league.
Yeah.
I did. I won my big money league. That was pretty cool, man. But that was when did we win, G? Was that 2024 or 2025?
It was 2024.
Yeah, it's like going into 2025. I guess it kind of counts for it or whatever.
You know, I think the championship happened close enough. Even if it was technically 2025, the season took place in 2024. So that's where I'm counting it. Shouts out to Lewis, my opponent. I whooped his ass. thank you for taking that L, my boy. Or at least you got your entry money back. I remember the only reason I'm saying this is because at the beginning of the fantasy football season, he sent me a message and I was looking for it because I like to keep receipts. And he showed me his draft grade. It was like an A something, and he was predicted to finish, blah, blah, blah. And I showed him mine. My letter grade was better than his. He had like an A minus. I had an A. I don't know if he understands how grades work, but A beats A minus. Anyway, the better team won. Thanks for showing up, Lewis. Try again next year, buddy. James, what was your highlight of 2024?
Before I get into it, I just want to say that my fantasy team fell apart mid-season. I had so many players on IR throughout the year that it was insane. I was doing so well for a minute, and then one IR, another IR. I at least had like five people on IR that I had to either just drop completely or just leave them in that IR bin for most of the season, especially my big pick, Christian McCaffrey. He didn't even play like half the season. So, yeah, good times for me. But anyway, 2024, let's see. I only went to two festivals last year. But I guess the highlight would be probably watching one of my favorite Japanese bands perform in Austin, Atarashigakko, because that probably never happened again because they usually don't come to the States that much unless they go to Cali and stuff. And that's a whole nother thing trying to get over there. So I'm trying to think of anything else in 2024. I think that's really it. Oh, yeah. I ran a marathon. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. I cut my time down. Or half? A half marathon, excuse me, sorry. And I cut my time in like half. So that's a high point for me as well. And then, so this year, scheduling at least three this year and trying to cut that time a little bit more and see what happens with that. But yeah, Japanese music and half marathons for 2024.
Whack.
Oh, whack. Shit. That's crazy. As you can
see, we did not leave Hayden in 2024. That is still no. All gas, no breaks in 2025.
It'll keep going. Never.
I got
never
so much hate in my heart, bro. It's not enough hate. I can never have enough hate in my heart.
You should get that tattooed.
But like I said, I feel like I was trying to say, and my Wi-Fi kicked me out earlier. You know, we've been gone 2 weeks. A lot has happened in that 2 weeks. We didn't have a Christmas episode. I had COVID over Christmas. You know, we didn't get to tell our listeners what we received, you know, how that went. I spent Christmas in my room quarantined, you know, because I'm a respectful person. probably the most depressing holiday I've ever had, I think. But, you know, whatever.
So what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a Arctic jug, a gallon jug. I'm really excited about that. And I got a box of red golf balls. Red balls, baby. Big news.
That damn Arctic bottle looks like those, you know, steel trash cans that you could buy at your local hardware stores.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. This man's carrying around a small SUV drinking water out of it. It's crazy.
It's a weapon, bro.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Especially in the hands of the likes of you. James, you want to tell the listeners what you got for Christmas?
I'm trying to think. What did I get?
Oh, real quick though, before James goes, I mean, I got some money too. My family, like my immediate family, we just do money now because we're inconsiderate.
Family's wealthy too.
Relax.
Generational wealth. Everybody just exchange monies.
Hell yeah! Oh, I got some wine from my aunt that I guess is like this wine from Idaloo. My uncle lives over there, and they know this person that has a winery or something, and they're making one in Lubbock pretty soon, and their wine is supposedly really good. So they gave me a bottle of that wine, and I got that. And of course, like just money and just basically that's just wine and money, really. Yeah. Oh, the little gifts that we won playing Loteria, and then the other Christmas games and stuff like that. But really, it.
Yes. So, y'all had a good Christmas. Yeah. I received gifts from my child. Nobody tells you that whenever you have a baby that all of your presents just become baby gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So, that wasn't cool. I mean, I love my daughter, but, I mean, she can't do shit with gifts. But I did get a nice little gift card to Sunglass Hut, so I got me some new Ray-Bans. Tired of just driving, staring into the sun, so I got me some new shades, and then my brother is currently visiting, so he brought me a Christmas gift. That man also got me some shades. He got me some nice little Oakleys. They're shades that I typically wouldn't buy for myself. They're very, you know, over the top. Some would say obnoxious. I wouldn't because I'm going to be wearing them. But yeah, I got a pair of shades for driving to the course, and then I got a pair of shades for being on the course. So looking all forward right. to the warmer months so I can be styling and profiling out there.
There
you go. Golf balls, hitting red golf balls.
Oh, stealing them from Greg.
Oh, definitely. I see you. I don't kill.
You're not stealing into my golf balls, bro.
You're right, because they're covered in COVID germs.
Exactly.
Ain't touching them tainted balls.
But going into 2025, we're already in 2025. What are, like, all right, give me two predictions that you think will happen in 2025.
Mm. Predictions?
Yeah, or just what, something random that happens in 2025. It doesn't have to be personal. It can be just in the world or whatever.
You know, I was talking to P about this, and I'll just say one before he, so that way I don't take anybody else's answer. I'm not going to say I predicted, but I thought that like a natural disaster might happen. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that California's burning down, which I feel like it always is.
Yeah.
But this one's making news again because, you know, the nicer parts of LA and the surrounding areas are burning down. So if you'd asked me on January 1st, like, what's on your 2025 bingo card, I would have said natural disaster of some sort. I don't know if a fire that big is considered that, but I would have chalked it up. And I think still be on the lookout for some big ass hurricane or tornado, earthquake, blizzard, something like that.
That fire is crazy, bro. And I mean, I know people are talking about it because it's affecting the rich white folk, but, and fuck them. But it sucks for, you know,
everybody else.
that aren't rich out there. They're talking about 100-mile-an-hour winds, bro. Like, what the fuck is that? Is that like their normal wind speed, or is the fire making the winds fat? Like, I don't understand how that works.
The fire's making the wind angry.
I couldn't tell you.
100-mile gust. I'm like, is that because of the fire, or is that the government machine working?
Weather machine.
Got a wind machine out there.
Like, what the fuck is that? I live in Lubbock, Texas, bro. We live in Lubbock,
Texas. Whoa, 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 whoa.
12th windiest city in the country. Never seen gusts up to 100 miles an hour.
Is that accurate? Is
accurate.
That 12th windiest?
So you pull that out your ass.
Nah, I know my stats.
Okay. That's impressive.
It might be wrong because, I mean, that might be last year's stats. I don't know, 2024, you know what I'm saying? We might have moved up or down.
Most recent, I got you.
100 mile an hour flame winds. Not a good sign for how the rest of the year is going to go, in my opinion. But if I got to make a prediction on the rest of the year, it's gonna be a dumb fucking year, bro. My boy Trump is already fucking up everything. Y'all see that speech he gave? I guess my thing is, like, you're about to get inaugurated. You caused an insurrection on the January 6th. Why are you gonna give a speech on January 6th on the anniversary 4 years later, just to rile people up, talking about changing the Gulf? Talking about buying Greenland or taking Canada. Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? James boy Elon Musk acting up. I don't know, man. Like, because I can't make a general, like, a precise prediction. I just know it's going to be a dumb fucking year, bro. And I'm already fucking tired of it, bro. Like, I've had to close Twitter multiple times a day because I just see shit. And I'm just like, if I read this and reply, I'm going to get in a fight. I can't do this.
He didn't close it whenever UT was playing, but we can talk about that later.
Damn.
Facts.
James, prediction?
Well, probably something crazy with our country is going to happen. I don't know what, but something wild. Like Greg said, Trump is over here already speaking nonsense and everything into the universe. And I don't know. I feel like just something wild is going to happen. I don't know exactly what, but just something crazy. That's all I think. Because, I mean, we already had in New Orleans, buddy that drove through
Bourbon Street.
And that was like, what, January 1st?
No, so, I think it was the 3rd. No, you're right. It was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so that's already starting off crazy. And then California got fires. And then Trump over here is speaking crazy. Elon tripping. Meta over here talking about, hey, we ain't fact checking shit either, so run with that. So I think just something crazy is gonna happen. I don't know what, but something wild with either, like, we're gonna get closer to a war, or we're gonna be on the cusp of just fucking somebody just taking over something.
My second one, I think we're gonna lose somebody of prominence, a high-ranking official, maybe a politician. A beloved celebrity or actor. I think one of them is going to go, similar to like the year Michael Jackson went, or, you know, Prince or Kobe, and, you know, RIP to all those individuals. But I think 2025 is going to be someone that's near and dear to tons of lives across the world. And I hate to say that, but I mean, we're getting older, and yeah. I don't want to say it's inevitable, but hey, those are the two things. I don't mean to be all dark and shit, but those are my predictions, man. There could also be some good stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, shit, I don't know.
Greg, you got a second one?
Let me see. I think what's something that could happen realistically? I want it to be realistic.
Steelers win the Super Bowl?
That's not realistic at all. we'll get into that later, though. I think my boy Drake drops a redemption album, sets the streets on fire, okay, like he has for the last 16 years. Unprecedented run of dominance, also, by the way. But
okay.
Yeah. So y'all look out for that.
Anywho, for my last one, I think the Lakers make the finals this year.
What?
I know they're like the fifth or fourth seed or something like that, but LeBron is getting the end of his career. I think it's now or never to make that last push. I'm not saying they're gonna win the finals, but I think they may make the finals and make that push. I don't know, but I just have a feeling that they're gonna make a push just because they're not in the play-in at this moment. They're fourth, fifth seed or something, and they're playing really good basketball, even though sometimes they fall apart. But getting rid of D'Angelo and bringing in a buddy, I forgot his name, kind of helps them in the long run, just because D'Angelo is so just spotty with how he plays and everything. And for him to be this so-called, like, I want to say superstar, but like a decent starter, he doesn't perform well when it comes down to it, to like playoffs and stuff. So, but I think they make a finals run. Not saying they win it, but I think they make
some bold prediction. You know, Greg brought up Drake, and it made me think about something that I read. One last thing that the Biden administration, aka, you know, the Harris administration, has done for us on their way out was they're going to make it to where medical expenses, your medical bills, don't count towards your credit score. So I'm going to go get a BBL like Drake, and I'm not going to pay for it. So whenever you see me in the street with abs and a thick old juicy one, just know that my credit score is staying up there, because I'm going to be just like Greg's boy, Drizzy.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go into 2025 anyway. Swanging.
He's an idiot.
Anyway. I don't have no medical debt, bro, so I kind of feel like I didn't get anything from that change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just do it now.
I might run it up, right? Fuck it.
break your leg.
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's good for people, though, that are affected by that. Yeah, like I said, I'm not a beneficiary of this new policy. I'm happy it happened. I wish they would have stuck through with the motherfucking college loans forgiveness. But my boy, my boy Joe Biden was like,
best I could do is
running out of time here, you know.
What was you'll know this, G, from The Office, when he promises all those kids that he's gonna pay for their school,
or
whatever.
Oh, Mike's Tots or whatever.
Yeah,
Scott's Tots.
Scott's Tots.
He said, best I can do is a laptop battery for everybody.
That's exactly what it is right there.
Let's pay for everybody's school, and you got a overheated laptop battery.
Exactly.
P and I racked up. I say P and I. Well, I guess we did. She was in the hospital, you know, for the birth of a baby, so finna leave that in 2024.
Y'all can have that. Get them
bills. You got it. UMC you later, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all can take care of that.
Having that baby was on the house.
It's above me now.
Yeah. Hey, it's in God's hands. Take it up with Joe and Kamala.
Exactly. So I had this question sent to me, and it's from a Twitter post, and they wanted me to ask. This is from Jessica. So this post is fucking crazy. So if a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend just got married like a week ago, and her husband is commenting heart eyes on another woman's photo, is it your obligation to tell the friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, or do you just mind your business?
What's the wife look like?
I don't know. It's just a post I could tell you.
Can Greg ruin the marriage?
Yeah, I mean, no, I didn't ruin the marriage. The marriage is on the fritz already, allegedly.
That's what I'm trying to see. You're trying to be the match that sparks that shit up?
Yeah, four friends removed, so.
If the wife is bad, I'm trying to get into that I'm trying to get into that annulment window. You know what I'm saying? That's
what... You're proving my point, man. So
I'm saving them. I'm saving people's lives.
See what I mean? Earlier, I said you get all these excuses from Greg. This is what I'm talking about.
Not excuses.
He'll piss on you and tell you it's raining.
Not a bribe.
So a friend of a friend. So in this scenario, and James, I know you're just reading a question, but let's just for argument's sake, I think it depends on who I'm friends with. So if I'm a friend of a friend of a friend who's a friend of the bride, I'm probably like, hey, look what I saw scrolling on Insta. Mm-hmm. You know, because at that point, you're just passing the buck. So I think I have no problem telling the friend that I'm friends with, because then at that point, it becomes their responsibility. Like, I did my due diligence. I don't know the four friend removed person. Like, I don't know Peter or Wanda. You know what I'm saying? I know their friends. So I'd be like, hey, look, he throwing hard eyes everywhere. And I said, it depends on who I know. It doesn't. I'm just going to tell the person I know and let them deal with it.
It's like, yo, your friend of a friend of a friend is doing some crazy stuff.
So you can pass that message. That's fine. I'm not going to.
Yeah, like, I'll show you, but hey, it's up to you now.
I'm just saying.
Not, none of my business, but.
Yeah. I was just scrolling. I would never do that.
What about you, Greg?
I already told y'all what I would do, bro.
He's just looking out for player one.
It's too many variables at play for me to give a definite what I would do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If the wife isn't bad, or I mean, you know,
you're careful. Hold on.
Maybe the, yeah, I don't know. Like you said, depends who, it depends how the what is it called?
The friend.
You know, the friend, the chain goes, you know,
the chain, yeah.
But I mean, if I'm four friends removed and I see the heart eyes, somebody closer also obviously has to see the heart eyes.
That's, you know, true. Saying? That's true.
That's a good point.
That girl knows what she's getting into.
That makes sense. So Jessica sent me another thing, and these are all things that I was supposed to talk about last week, but you know. So this is an article from 2016 from The Sun, and it says, revealed, women will be having more sex with robots than men by 2025. And then, buddy, this is on December 24th, 8 days. So the question is, what do you think would be existing at this point, like 2025, like, you know, flying cars, smart houses or whatever? What do you think that would be going on right now that is really not there yet? We're not there yet.
Why don't you take this one first? Let me think for a second.
I thought at this point, in 2025, I thought we would be like more set up in space than what we are. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from, like, I'll say from this article, 2016 to now, and how we've, like, you know, progressed throughout the years and stuff. At this point, I thought we'd maybe be, you know, have some kind of colony up there, like not even like on a planet or nothing, but just like a space station or something that of people and everything. And I feel like they've really just given up on space at the moment, besides like Elon. And yeah, that's one.
I thought we'd be done voting in stupid ass presidents, but
oh yeah, that too.
That's still.
I think we're just seeing the beginning of that. G, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh yeah. You know,
in economics, you know, the theory of diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. I think, call me crazy, but what if as a species, we've peaked and now we are diminishing? It's just gonna get worse, in my opinion.
Gotta get worse before it gets better.
Yep.
That's the thing. It don't ever get better again. It just keeps
going. The world is literally burning at the moment. Like, it's trying to start anew. The fire hydrants are running out of water. We got presidential elects talking about windmills driving whales crazy. One thing I thought we'd have is a more interactive kind of AI experience. Like, they made the Oculus thing, which is cool. You know, you could put it on and play golf or go swimming. I don't know, whatever your fancy is. I thought there'd be something more matrixy where you kind of
immersive.
Yeah, get your brain tapped, get a little spinal tap, and you're just fully immersed in the world. Very, or like Avatar, not the one that y'all like, Aang or whatever his name is, the other Avatar, the big blue ones.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I mean, 2025, it doesn't seem that far off, but what do I know?
They are talking about, like, you know, those brain chips or whatever, where you can, I guess, kind of like see things, like, and have like your social media and stuff and shit just from in your eyes and everything like that. But also sounds crazy to put something in your head like that. So I don't know.
I'm not letting Elon put shit in my fucking head, bro. So I can get fucking right-wing ads all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine saying, bro, yeah. You just get ads.
Yeah. I'm blind. I can't see.
I do like Fig Newtons.
This brain chip is dangerous and inconvenient.
But damn it, I do love them. You're going to have to pay to go ad-free. That's
what about you, Greg?
You know, probably just like I mean, you would have hoped we had a cure for cancer by now. Which I think we might. You know what I'm saying?
Probably just hiding it.
It's somewhere in the vault. My boy Joe Biden, he needs to not take his medicine one day before he leaves office and just tell us the secrets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I figured, you know, by now we'd be a little more advanced medically. Still ain't solved poverty. We still ain't solved world hunger. We still ain't solved racism. We still ain't solved climate change. We still ain't solved. What's the word for the destruction of the rainforest? Deforestation.
Deforestation.
There's an extra syllable in that one. Yeah.
There's an extra syllable. What is it? Deforestation? Is there still an extra syllable?
No, that was good.
Oh. All this shit. We're not there. But if women want to fuck robots, by all means, take advantage of the technology we do have. You know what I'm saying?
That reminds me. I saw something on Twitter and somebody quote tweeted and said, I'm about to use my rose for the fifth time today. And boy, the comments were crazy. They put the crying Jordan face on it. They're like, fifth time? Like, sweetheart.
Somebody said, your neighbors probably think you cut hair.
Yeah. She probably just walking around shaking all the time.
This shit is insane. But I mean, that's Twitter for you. I'll tell you that.
I was going to talk about our latest. I'll save that. You kind of reminded me of an older story that I read about that I wanted to bring back up. Are y'all familiar with the story of an elephant back in 2022? There was an elephant, a couple of other elephant buddies, and one of them stomped out a woman.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about this. He went back to the funeral.
Did we talk about it?
Yeah, he went to the funeral and stomped out again. Yeah.
And I just have questions. How did this elephant know where this funeral was? How did it know what time it was? And why did he attack her again?
Slided that elephant somehow, bro.
I get part of why I bring that up is, and maybe I've asked this question before, our listeners, I'm sorry, but you know, new year, same G. That sounds like hate in that elephant's heart. So what's the most hateful thing that you've done that you can remember?
Hey,
I've done. What?
Like, what's your stomping out a woman equivalent?
Damn.
I can tell you mine. I'm not proud of that story.
You go ahead. I got to think about mine.
We were living in an apartment complex years back, and I can't remember why, but this little boy pissed me off. He called me fat or something. He made fun of me for some reason, pushed me down. I don't know. I was upset. And his family was cooking out. Removed the lid of the grill and spit on their food.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Shit.
Damn. I see it. Like, I see it.
Yeah. Bro, I was young. Like, I couldn't have been older than 10. I think, you know, you watch so much wrestling. And, then, you know, Carlito was there. He was spitting apples at people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I spit on your food if you're not cool. But, yeah, man, that's... I look back and I'm like, wow. Karma's real because I've found more than enough hair in my food throughout my years of living to, like, make a wig or something.
Oh, shoot.
That's enough of that. I don't know if y'all got one to match that, but the floor is yours.
Bro,
I
don't either. I'm trying to think if I've done anything super, super hateful.
I'm a hater, don't get me wrong, but I don't ever act on these thoughts, G.
Yeah.
I was a child.
I think this is a good time for some real self-reflection, you know what I'm saying? I think the most hating thing I've done is rooted in misogyny.
Mm.
And that's the womanizing that took place in my life. I'm not going to say who did it. It might have been me. But from the age of 18 to 24, that's probably, you know.
Hey, that was a dynasty run, Greg. Eh? People would tell stories about that 6-year run.
Damn, bro.
In the library.
Man. I had I had a library and a Cobra Clutch.
Tap out.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't think I've ever really done anything super hateful. I'm racking my brain, and I've had like thoughts, but I just never just acted on anything. That's the thing, man.
Well, thanks for making me look like a piece of shit.
Bro, you should have asked this earlier. I would have thought about it, but I mean, honestly, thinking about it now, I feel like something like that would stick out in my mind, and nothing does. I feel like I'd be proud of it.
Same, bro.
Oh, am
I? I don't know what possessed me that day. I couldn't even tell you why I was mad. That's the crazy thing. I try to think back so hard because I could remember everything, like the walk up to the grill, the act itself, my chunky ass running away up the stairs to get back to my apartment. And my mom knew because I ran in. She's like, "What's wrong? Why are you breathing hard?" Or harder than normal because hefty child. I wore husky pants, the ones with the stretchy waistband. Anyway, I ended up confessing. And I had to go tell that family.
Damn.
Damn, yeah, gee, that was a bad day for you, bro.
It was an awful day.
Overflowing. I'm like, oh, bro, it's a bad day.
In the spirit of retaliation, I remember in sixth grade, this eighth grade kid, I was just standing. We used to go to the church across the street from the school for youth back when I was a sheep. You know, we'd do those things. So we were, and all youth was is like a 15-minute Bible study, and then we'd play for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just standing there chilling, and I get hit in the fucking head with a volleyball, and that shit got me hot, bro. Like, that shit pissed me off. So I grabbed this kid's head, and I fucking slammed into a brick wall. And
I still remember him sitting on chicken.
Yeah. I still remember him, like, grabbing his head and rubbing it. He was like, "Bro, chill out. I was just playing." I was like, "Fuck you, man."
Daddy, chill.
Bro, that's crazy. Damn, I'm gonna write this down because I'm gonna come back to this next week because I'm gonna rack my brain because I know I've had it done.
Nah,
something.
This is bullshit, bro. This is bullshit. James is about to write this down and take it to his Fed friends and be like, "Hey,
gotcha."
The question, bro, not what y'all did.
Nah,
James about to come back and say the worst thing I've ever done was not hold the door open for somebody.
Nah, I know I've done something, bro. I just don't know what. I just can't think of it at the moment.
I know whenever you was bootlegging back then or whenever you was marching with the Black Panthers.
All right.
I know you was up to some stuff.
Oh, you know what? I do remember this now. Now you said about bootlegging and stuff. So there was a party like way out in the boonies or something like that. And I went out there and we were drinking and stuff. And there's some people that I didn't really mess with. And they're out there too. And I forgot who I was with. It might have been Isaiah. I'm not too sure. But dudes over there were acting crazy and just talking stuff and everything like that. And I forgot what they said. They said something dumb. I said, "Nah, I'm fucking out of here." And I said, "Isaiah, let's go." If it was Isaiah. But before I left, they had 2 30-packs. Mm. And they were bottles. So we left. And I was like, "Hold up, Isaiah." Well, not 30-packs. They were bottles. There was like 12-packs, something like that, because they were bottles. And I grabbed the bottles and I said, "Let's go." And I grabbed one box. I said, "We're going to take this one." And then the other one, and I remember because we were driving off and I pushed that shit off the tailgate.
While hell yeah.
And it just cracked everything. And then I remember them texting us, "Hey, did y'all see what happened to those two 12-packs or whatever?" And I was like, "Hey, bro, I saw one fucking fall. Y'all might want to look for it. And I don't know what happened to the other one while we're still drinking the other one." I don't know what they said to me to piss me off so much that I robbed them of their beer, but they said something crazy.
Hate. James said, "I'm leaving here with something."
Yeah.
Just like Denzel.
I'm glad you said that because that fucking just, oh yeah, I did do that.
I mean, so y'all heard it here first. James is not perfect, everybody.
I'm not.
No, I know y'all swear he's an angel, but he steals. He's
if
like,
you
he's pissed
me off enough, I'll say something or steal your beer, one of the two.
I'll rob you.
Rob you blind.
I was told by one of our producers about an Instagram post that was sent to us. I don't know if either of y'all saw it in our DMs. Greg, I got bad news for you. I know you've always wanted to visit North Korea, but I don't think you're going to want to go anymore because Kim Jong-un has banned eating hot dogs.
I saw that.
Allegedly.
He's keeping them for himself.
It's not, it's to stop the spread of Western influence.
That's just fucking nuts, bro. Motherfuckers in North Korea are being, what's the word? They're being
starved,
oppressed, starved. No, there's another word. You know, they're keeping these delicacies from these people.
They're gatekeeping.
Today was Wiener Wednesday. I went to Wiener Schnitzel and got four chili dogs for $4.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Boo this man, chat.
Nah.
It's a luxury that they don't know in North Korea. You know what I'm saying? I had to do it for the North Koreans. I didn't want to go to Wiener Schnitzel. It's just, you know.
He did.
When you're in a position to be grateful for things that other people don't have, you got to take.
That's crazy. Also from the DMs from one of the producers, they wanted us to note that G-Hate's blind people?
Question mark? Hold on.
Nah, exclamation point. G-Hate's blind people, bro.
So apparently you were making fun of the blind Barbie at a Target. Her eyes are crazy.
She couldn't even see you making fun of her. That's fucked up, bro.
Let me explain. We're Christmas shopping and we're looking at these in you know, the little girl section because we're trying to get some for my niece. And I'm looking around, I'm like, damn, that Barbie's eyes got painted on. Fucked up. And I got closer and this is blind Barbie. And I see the seeing eye stick. And so here's my theory. You're trying to make these Barbies to where they're more inclusive. If the child is visually impaired, how the fuck they gonna know the eyes look like theirs?
Oh, man. I'm like, I can't answer that question. I don't want to answer that question.
Hold on. Am I wrong here?
Nah, bro. It's a good question.
You're not wrong, but...
If my little girl was blind, I would just tell her, hey, this doll looks just like you. She wouldn't know.
But maybe, if they feel the eyes, it kind of is like Braille or something.
No, James.
Hey, bro, I'm just...
What the fuck, James?
I'm the devil's advocate, bro. I don't know.
Braille eyes? In no fucking way, bro.
It's paint, man.
I'm just saying. I don't fucking know. I don't make the damn Barbie. I'm just... I don't know. Sorry.
It was an honest mistake. I shouldn't have said it out loud. I should have waited till we left the section because I didn't even look around me to see if there was any people. Not a great podcast for G this episode. I'm 0-2 as far as bad things. I don't hate blind people. I love you. I love the show Daredevil. I love Stevie Wonder.
Jesus.
I love Ray Charles.
Fuck.
I can
love sonar technology,
bro. Oh my gosh,
that's bats.
The expression is blind as a bat.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh fucking hell. Anyway, to go to a little darker real quick. Back December 29th, two men were found dead from exposure because they were out looking for Sasquatch up in Oregon. So two guys, Ruben and I can't say that name, Vahi. Oh wait, I'm reading the wrong story. They're my fault. That's another story that I'm coming back to. But two men.
Wow.
And they didn't show up for Christmas Eve and stuff like that. So that, you know, everyone goes look for them and stuff. And they found them because they were ill prepared, and the weather came in. It was snowing super bad and. Yeah, they just died from exposure. So my question is, are you that dedicated to go find Sasquatch that you would die for that shit, or you're not even being out there in the wilderness?
Exposure to what?
To the elements.
Yeah, what were they exposed to, bro?
The elements. It's cold.
Nah, I think they were exposed to Bigfoot, and that's what killed them.
Whoop their ass or something?
Yep.
Listen, I don't even look that hard to find the remote whenever it's in the couch, man. Whenever my dog isn't within earshot, I just accept the fact that, hey, she gone, man. We ain't got a dog no more. I don't even go look outside. So if you think I'm going to have to prepare to go find this mythical creature, you are wrong, and twice on Sundays.
Oh, one more thing, too. Apparently, it's a $1,200 fine if you shoot Bigfoot up in Oregon.
What the fuck?
You wouldn't even get treated like that if you shoot a regular human in the States.
Bro, I was reading this article, and I said, excuse me?
But the simple answer is no, Your Honor. I will not go looking for that damn thing.
I hope they're not waiting on that money. It's never gonna come.
I'm saying, bro. Greg, what about you?
Yeah, no, I'm not an outdoorsy guy as much as I would like to be. I watched that video. Yeah. I watched that white guy's videos where he be out in Alaska.
Outdoor boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just, hey, shout just out living. Outdoor boy. He go hard.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come on the podcast one day. Maybe we can set that up and.
Hope he ain't got blind kids.
I don't think they're blind. He's got he takes his kids with him sometime.
Yeah.
But that's about just my outdoorsiness. Yeah, I'm not gonna go look for Bigfoot ever. Just because, like, what if I find him? What am I gonna do?
Snap a picture. Picture goes out for thousands of dollars.
You guys want some grapes? Try this.
Hot dog. Shit! It's Bigfoot. All I brought is this tiny net. He's gonna whoop my ass.
All I brought was hot dogs.
Exactly. So
break bread.
Yeah. Gotcha. Nah, I'm not gonna be out there, bro. I'm not gonna die of exposure. You know, sorry to those guys though, whoever they were.
RIP.
Yeah, RIP.
James, but, you gonna go out there?
No, definitely not. Especially not when it's cold as hell. If I know it's snowing outside, it's like below 20, and you want me to go out in the forest to go look for a mythical beast that may or may not be there. Now, I'll go in the summer when it's a little bit, well, not summer, maybe spring where it's not super hot.
Okay, motherfucker, you can't just set up this perfect day to go Bigfoot hunting.
I'll fucking set up my day. No, I can set up the day out way I want to go explore and go find this thing. I don't have to go out there in the fucking snow.
Okay.
This is my day.
Side question. You encounter Bigfoot. You get to gift him something. I think we did this with the aliens, right? Or where we would take them. Yeah. What would you give to Bigfoot? Like, this is a representation of the human race. Like, Greg would give him a hot dog, for example. I would give that motherfucker like an atomic wing from Wingstop.
Ooh, trying to kill that man?
Yes.
I never had nothing like that.
I give him a lemon, a warhead.
You gonna punch right in your face, bro.
I give him a McDonald's Sprite.
McDonald's Sprite. That's the only answer to this question. You can change the animal out. Have you seen that video? Wait, real quick before y'all answer. You seen the video of that guy pouring Coke on the bear and the bear's drinking it? No. Like he's at a zoo or something, and the bear's like, it's a grizzly bear, bro. He's a big motherfucker. And he looks like he's trying to attack him, but he's just drinking the Coke. He's like catching all of it, dude. And he's like, I'm about to get this bear addicted to Coke. No lines.
Talking about getting bears addicted to shit. Did you see that one where the fucking they put barbecue sauce on the salmon and threw it back in the water? I think I said it to y'all that the bear will be chasing the dragon. Yeah.
He said, damn, that's delicious.
If I had to make an offering to Bigfoot, though, to represent humanity, I'm just going to play on the Freebird solo. Call it a day.
Wait, just let me set this up real quick.
Stay right there.
Don't move.
You like that shit, white boy?
You know Bigfoot's white, bro. He gonna love that shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get done. He's gonna be like, you know, Fortunate Son. I'm gonna be like, Danny.
Damn, what would I give this dude? Just give him like a big ass fucking just double meat burger. But a good one though, not from like McDonald's or something. Maybe
there goes our McDonald's sponsorship.
Sorry, Chris Takis, huh?
Yeah. Whoa. I swear we've been in the corner. Whoa.
Damn, bro. You get Bigfoot Chris Tucker. He's not going back in that forest, bro. He's coming to level Texas.
Nah, he ain't going.
Your old Curious George right there. He's going to come back with you.
Oh, but before I transition to something else, the other story that I was reading off on accident, so it has to do with the bear as well. So four residents from LA area were arrested this week for insurance fraud. So, they allegedly used a life-size bear costume to stage attacks on their vehicles in an attempt to secure six-figure payouts. And this is the names I was reading off. The suspects are Ruben, 26, Arata, 39, Vahi, 32, and Alfia, 39. They all been charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy. And the alleged scam cost three insurance companies a total of $141,839. And they called this Operation Bear Claw. So they claim that a bear entered their 2010 Rolls Royce Ghost and caused interior damage while it's parked in Lake Arrowhead. And then they had video footage of the alleged incident to the, they sent it to the insurance company, and the insurance company's like, that looks kind of fishy. So they, you know, sent it into an investigation and everything. And apparently they did this to 3 or 4 other cars before they got caught. And yeah, a whole bear, and this video is on Twitter and stuff floating around as well. And I saw this a while back, but I just thought it was like some kind of skit or something. But apparently they was in a bear costume trying to get insurance money.
I'm gonna be real honest. I'm not rich, but the 2010 Rolls Royce would have flagged me immediately. Like, it's 2024, 2025. You in a 2010 Rolls Royce trying to file some sort of insurance claim? Baby, you ain't got that money.
Yeah.
It's probably leased. Not that that's a problem. What? I know people.
Why are you taking a Rolls Royce to the lake in the first place?
Yeah, that's
see what I mean. That you should have asked them what they were eating at the lake, because I bet it was just bread and bologna get stuck to the roof of their mouth.
Like, but, what they fucked up was what they fucked up was in the video, and you should just snap some pics, send those in, because fuck the insurance companies, bro.
Hey, yeah, I'm interested in a full size bear suit though. Would like to get my hand on one of those.
Well, talk to them. No, I'm just playing, but Amazon or something. But I, like Greg said, like, why would you send the video? Just send in the pictures of the car that is all torn up and stuff. It is that bear attack. Somebody in a bear suit just in the car just tearing shit up, bro. And you send that to the insurance company?
It's fucking crazy. They paid 6 figures. What the fuck did they do? Eat like a steering wheel and a seat?
I don't know what they did, but.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna dress up as the bear and y'all take the pictures of me. I'm gonna be in the driver's seat holding the wheel.
Oh my God, look at this bear. He wrecked my car.
I'm gonna be ghost riding the whip in the bear suit.
See what I mean? A bear suit, that's content. I know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, anyway, go. We can move on. I just wanted to bring that up because I was reading it off a second ago.
People are crazy, man. If I was going to attempt insurance fraud, it would not be via bear suit. But that's just me.
It's just crazy. You got to do something different. I'm not going to say what, but something.
Greg, what do you have?
Nothing. I'm ready to go to sports. Or actually, I'm ready to go to Song of the Week.
Well, I want to talk about something real quick that we've all been a part of for the past few weeks is Marvel Rivals.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
For a second before we move into Song of the Week and everything. So I was playing it a while back. But I didn't think y'all were going to be interested in the game, so I didn't even mention it to y'all or anything. And then I guess Lewis jumped on and got you on, Greg, or something. I don't know how that all worked.
Yeah, he was telling me to download it, and I was like, it's like, he said, because we used to play this game called Paladins, and that's also like Overwatch. And I didn't hate it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say, like even Marvel Rivals, I mean, I enjoy it because we play together. I don't really like the game itself. I mean, I do, you know what I'm saying? I like it enough to play it, but
yeah,
I'm not like, yo, this shit bangs, you know what I'm saying? But. Yeah, Lewis was like, download Marvel Rivals. It's like Paladins. And I was like, all right, whatever, bro. Because I don't like spending money on games. So mm-hmm. He said it was free, and I was like, hey, if it's free, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, that's true. I had to pay for shit, so. But what about you, G? Did you like it?
I thought it was cool. I had never played anything like it before.
Okay.
Not familiar with Paladins. Not familiar with Overwatch. I saw an opportunity to play a video game with my friends and talk shit to them. And I had watched Lewis stream it the night before, so I thought, yeah, I could get in on that. But it's been fun. For me, video games are very trendy, though. Like, I'll play it while it's hot, and it'll sit in my downloaded games for a while until something else comes along. But, yeah, shout out Cloak & Dagger.
Hey.
And Miss Incredible.
Let's relax.
Fantastic.
Hey, yo. For the listeners, just go look at those characters and you're going to see what you're talking
about. Don't do it. They're just excellent, excellent characters in the game.
Yeah, I bet. So are those characters that y'all play with, are those like y'all's like favorite characters or just someone y'all can just play with that y'all can do decent with?
I picked Moon Knight and I figured it out and I didn't want to learn nothing else. So that's how that happened.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I either play with the Punisher, and I mean, he's not my favorite Marvel character. And then I play with Jeff. I don't even know who the hell Jeff is. Some kind of dog shark thing. But he's cute as hell. So I fuck with him. He shoots little bubbles out, and it's adorable. He makes cool noises. Num, 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 num.
Yeah, Jeff was a deep cut. Him and Squirrel Girl, because, I mean, not a lot of people know about them unless you're just deep in the comics. So I was surprised that they put those two in there.
We get it.
Here goes.
Oh my god! I'm just saying, like,
comic number 712 of the first edition.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it could have put in like Blade or someone like that. Like, you know, more characters that people know. You know what I mean?
Always with the DEI with you, James.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on. Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by a little Montucky Cold Snack.
Ooh, Montucky Cold Snack, you're so good. I just finished it. It's nice.
Man, I haven't been listening to a lot of adult music. I've been playing a lot of stuff for my kid. I'm trying to figure out what she likes. She's very picky. She don't like the shit that I do. Real quick, they say take out aggression with babies. You throw cotton balls at them because they ain't gonna hurt
them. Yeah.
I haven't done it, just for the record.
That's pretty good.
I haven't done it. We don't have cotton balls. My song of the week is Fue Mejor by Caliuchis and SZA. Just like that.
Greg?
I think it's obvious what my song of the week is. But it's not. It's not. You know what I'm saying? Because really, that's song of the year. Song of the year, Tweakers by LeAngelo Ball. So with that being said, my song of the week is Baile Inolvidable by Bad Bunny.
Oh, I need to listen to his new album.
I listened to like five songs. I just haven't gotten
it. It's not his best, but I think it's top three.
Okay.
Well, I thought Greg was going to go with Tweakers, but all right.
Like I said, song of the year.
Song of the year. Got you. My song is Bunny Girl by Akasaki. This Japanese rock song. So
here we fucking go again.
Hell yeah. 2025, we back with Japanese music. So. Anywho.
Well, it's now the moment you've all been waiting for. Boom, bow, bing, pow, pow, sports. I told myself I'd be better in 2025 with my little noises. Not starting off great, but we're here with your most accurate, hottest sports takes about our favorite teams. I might go into somebody else's favorite teams. I might diverge from the normal path because it's a weird part of the sports season. College football, Final Four. We have Ohio State playing my Longhorns of the University of Texas in the Cotton Bowl, Arlington, Texas, Friday night. Before then, we have Penn State versus Notre Dame in the shit I don't know. It's a different bowl. But anyhow, pretty cool, right? Being a Texas fan, haven't seen this much success in quite some time. You know, back-to-back Final Four appearances in these college football playoffs. Almost lost to Arizona State. Almost got single-handedly beat by some 5'9" twitchy white boy. And he balled out. It is what it is. If Texas doesn't play a complete game on Friday, they will get murdered. If they do play a complete game, I'm not gonna make a prediction against my guys. They're either gonna lose or they're gonna win, just depending on how they play. I think they'll win. The Rockets are hooping. They sent their number one draft pick down to the G League, and then he ended up dropping like 49. So that's pretty cool. Cam Whitmore may be a problem. It's looking like he may end up getting traded. He's just not happy. They're currently like the 3 seed in the West. And this is the best the Rockets have been in a while in recent.
Wait. What do you mean he's not happy? Like he's visibly displeased with the team?
So this last game, clock was running. There's like 10 seconds left. Somebody called a timeout and he gives the ball to, I don't know if it was Jalen Green or Amen Thompson. And he just untucks his jersey and walks off the court, goes to the tunnel. They're beating the Wizards by like 20. And it's the end of the game. You shake hands, or you dap up your teammates, and he just storms off the court. You remember how Bron did it a couple years back or in the playoffs? Like, he knew he was in the lose, so he just untucked his jersey and walked off.
Yeah.
But he like, Cam Whitmore didn't even shake anybody's hands. He's just not getting starter minutes. He's not a starter, but he's producing. I can understand why he's upset. He's on a very guard-talented team. They're not going to take Brooks off the floor because he provides a defense where Cam doesn't. If we can get something for him, I'm all for it because we got some Phoenix picks down the line that can turn into some good players. Cam Whitmore is a good player, but chemistry is important. Yeah, that's pretty much it for my teams. I hope the Yankees keep making moves. They have to spend $700 million that they were promising Juan Soto somewhere else.
You want to go, Greg? You want me to go?
You can go.
Well, we lost. Oregon came off the bye and just shit the bed. And I don't know – and. All the teams that have buys lost. So I don't know what that means as of yet because Arizona State played Texas close. Georgia played, who'd they play? Penn State close. Notre Dame, my fault. Played them close. But Oregon gets blown out. It wasn't even a game in the first quarter. And 3 weeks off is a lot of time to not play football. But I'm not going to make any excuses. We got our asses handed to us. So it is what it is. And, yeah, Ohio State, they came for blood and whooped that ass. Anyways, on to the next. Carolina closed out the season on a high note, ruined the Hawks, the Falcons' playoff hopes. Hell yeah. Undefeated in 2025, so that's cool.
Hey.
Bryce, it looks like he's back to being himself. I'm hoping he stays on this trajectory. And we get a lot of like decent picks in the draft coming up because we have so many draft picks to work with. So we should be able, even if it's like trading some picks for some veterans or something, just something to build around. Like, I'm not expecting a Super Bowl immediately, but just, you know, be some type of competitive in the NFC South, maybe a playoff berth at some point, because we haven't made the playoffs since 2015, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while. But, yeah, they look decent closing out the season. We get Chuba back next year. He just, you know, he hurt his knee, so just wanted to shut it down for the season so he doesn't really, really tweak it bad. So, man, we still played well with Miles Sanders and everything. And our receivers are looking decent. Xavier Leggett, Adam Thielen's old ass, and Coker, I forget his first name, looking decent. And if we can keep building on the defense, we still have Action Jackson and J.C. Horn back there. So secondary is not bad. We just got to work on the interior and see go from there. Celtics, we've had some ups and downs, which, I mean, it's a long season, so I'm not super worried about it. But I'm trying to find their record real quick. We won yesterday, beat the Nuggets, and we're second in the East right now behind the Cavaliers. But Cavaliers, they're having one of those seasons, and I don't know if y'all remember this, when the Hawks, they played really well, and they're like the first in the East and everything. And they go into the playoffs and they get their asses handed to them by the Cavaliers, because they had like,
didn't they win like 60 games?
Yeah, and they went on like on a 26 game win streak or some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got their ass. Well, this is what the Cavaliers remind me of right now. They're 32-4 right now.
Damn,
they're playing really well in the regular season, but they're playing like big man ball. They have what's his name? Jarrett and what's that other center's name?
Mobley.
Evan Mobley. Yeah. And they're playing really well with them. And what's his name? Spider. He's playing good, but he's not playing like how he used to playing. You know, he's dropping 30, 40 and all the time. He's like averaging maybe 23, 24. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just it's like they're alleviating a lot of that offensive stress that he usually has to play with. So I don't know. I just don't think they're a good matchup going into the playoffs and stuff with a lot of these player teams that have stretch forwards and stuff like that, because they only can play down at the post. So we'll see. But I just think they're just really good regular season team. But we'll see going into the playoffs. But Celtics 27-10, second in the East. So we cool, and we're not even going to talk about Carolina because they garbage. So
well. Steelers dropped four straight. I said they weren't going to win again this season. They probably won't. It would be a real fucking Steelers thing to go into Baltimore and win a playoff game just based off the way we played them in the last 8 years. You know what I'm saying? They've only beat us three times, I think. So if we go in and win, I wouldn't be surprised. But if we go in and get our ass beat by three touchdowns, I'd be less surprised, because that's the way they've been playing. The teams have realized that if you get the ball out quick, the secondary, it's Swiss cheese out there. So, you know, Joe Burrow exposed that. He was throwing the ball in like half a second, pretty much eliminated TJ and Alex Highsmith and Cam Hayward from the game. And that's the whole defense, really. I mean, because, you know, you got Mika back in the secondary, and you got two, three janitors playing beside him at DB and another safety position. So, like I said, if they get the ball out fast, they're going to beat the shit out of us, which I don't know, dude, because did they lose Zay Flowers?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I think they're talking about him trying to come back.
Well, I think he got a knee injury, a knee sprain. So I think the Ravens are already kind of weak at receiver, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a chance I think we match up well. Like I said, if we win, I wouldn't be surprised. But like I said, if we get blown out, I'd be less surprised. So I really don't know. I believe we're gonna lose, but I know. Like I said, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's always worth watching those two teams play because it really anything could happen. It's a division rivalry. Mm-hmm. Probably the team we hate. I don't know if we hate them more than the Browns. I really couldn't tell you. But Texas Tech basketball. We lost the Big 12 opener to UCF. I thought the season was over, but then we won back-to-back Big 12 games. We beat BYU and Parvo or wherever the fuck they're from.
Utah?
Yep. Yep. So they're looking all right. I just think they're one of them teams that, you know, when conference comes, they hit a switch, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see how it looks. We play Iowa State next. They still have that fucking point guard that I hate. I think his name's like Lipsy.
Aren't they ranked in the country right now?
They give us fits, bro. So it'd be a good test. Spurs look nice. You know, in comparison to last year, I think we were like 4-100 at this point in the season last year. So we're like 500 now. That's improvement. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Year over year.
But I think we gambled on the Atlanta pick. I think we wanted to improve with our pick and not get a lottery pick anymore. But we had Atlanta's in our back pocket expecting them to suck. They keep fucking winning games.
Yeah.
So that might not be a lottery pick either. We also have, I think, the Raptors pick, but it's top 14 protected, and they're shit in the bed. So we might end up with just one pick this year or one or two good picks.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it's wild card weekend, so I wanted to get y'all's predictions on the games. Go through these pretty quick. We got Bills and Broncos. Who do you got in that one?
Bills.
Bills.
Ravens, Steelers, Greg. I mean, you can make a pick. What do y'all got?
I'm going to go Ravens, bro. Like, honestly. Yeah, it's realistic. I just watched my team lose 4 in a row, like I said.
I feel you.
James,
you said Ravens?
Playoff teams, you know?
I said Ravens.
Texans, Chargers. I feel like this one's going to be a sneaky good game.
I think so, too. Chargers. I think the Chargers do it, man. Herbert's nice.
Yeah. Hey, they picked up Ezekiel Elliott.
I wish the Steelers would make a move for Herbert, bro. I don't know what – I don't think they'd give him up, but didn't he just sign an extension?
I'm pretty sure he did because his rookie class, his deal would have been ending. That's
the time to pick him up would have been before that.
I think that's why Keenan Allen, they didn't have any money for him.
We got Eagles, Packers.
I'm going to go Packers, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to go Packers.
If Jalen's playing, give me the Eagles. But if he's still like concussed or something, so I don't know. They played earlier this season, and the Packers played him pretty close. That'll be a good one. Buccaneers, Commanders.
What Buccaneers?
I think I'm gonna go Buccaneers, bro. I like Washington. I like Jaden Daniels, but I think Baker Mayfield's experience is gonna, you know, take him further.
I was gonna say the same thing. I think is Jalen's first time in the playoffs and the Commanders' first time in the playoffs in many moons. So I think they shit the best and Buccaneers beat them.
I don't trust Tampa's defense. I think they can get exposed. They like to blitz a lot, and Jaden can get you with his legs or his arm. So I think Washington shocks the world there. And then we got the Rams and Vikings, which the Rams, I didn't know this, but they started off like 1-4 or something like that.
Yeah, they were trash.
Dead in the water. Who we got there?
I'm gonna go Vikings. I already picked Rams an upset. Vikings. I think there's only gonna be one upset. I think the Vikings will take care of business.
I'm gonna say Rams. I think the Darnold magic ends right here.
You know, as a Jets fan, I'm hoping so because this shit is hard to watch, man.
As a Steelers fan, I also hope so because they're talking about us signing him next year because he's only on that 1 year deal with them.
That would be a bad thing.
Nah, bro. I don't want Darnold.
Why? I mean, you need to worry about Pickens. That man had zero catches in one fight trying to start.
It was a fluke. Could be all right.
Okay. Whatever you say.
As far as the drops was a fluke. He fights every week. That wasn't a fluke.
that's to be expected. All right. Those are your wild card picks.
Well, I thought that was another game. I don't know why.
What was the game before the Vikings, G? What did you say?
That was the Buccaneers and Commanders one.
Shout out. Jaden Daniels, he's the reason I won my fantasy league. He was my MVP because Yahoo does or ESPN does a little recap, and he was my season MVP.
My MVP was Joey Burrow. I got a lot of shit during the draft about drafting Joey B, and he was MVP-like.
Bro, what a fucking season he had, bro, and to miss the playoffs is just tragic. Fuck him, but that's awful.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Went off. Him, I had Amon Ross St. Brown, Mike Evans, Derrick Henry. I caught a good. I was in all the right articles. Brock Bowers made the team. Brian Thomas Jr. made the squad. You know what I'm saying? Squad. All
right, let's relax.
So in the championship game, I had Amon Ross St. Brown on my team, but like right before playoffs started, I traded Bucky Irving for Jameson Williams, and I thought I fucked up. And I really thought I fucked up when Chuba went out that second week or the second to last week.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out, David Montgomery went out, and I thought I was fucked, bro. I was playing Kareem Hunt and some guy that they picked up off the street in New Orleans. But no, Amon Ross St. Brown and Jameson Williams saved my ass that last week. They put up like 45 between the two of them. It was good.
All right.
Before we close out, what do y'all think about the Jimmy Butler situation in Miami?
I'm hoping he doesn't go to the Spurs.
What'd you say, G?
I said, I think he deserves the right to ask for a trade. And Pat Riley's a hoe for trying to punish him and suspend him and all that shit.
I think, like, it's not like they didn't try. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made it to the finals. They got waxed, but they made it.
Yeah.
It's just not working. You know what I'm saying?
He's carried them to the finals twice. And then
it was
the
twice?
Yeah. And went the COVID year.
Bubble.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they lost to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And then they've been to the conference finals three out of the last four years. They didn't make it last year. So, I mean, he's been doing his part. It's just, I mean, a lot of the team around him isn't the best. Bam is the only other player that I can see that, yeah, he has some help. Tyler Harrell is like off and on. So, I don't know about him. And then the rest of the team is just wishy-washy. What's his name? Buddy that used to play for Toronto.
Starts with a K.
Kyle Lowry. I mean, he's probably done for now. I mean, he's.
They still got Mario Chalmers?
Nah, Mario Chalmers been gone.
What about Udonis Haslam?
Probably he's the end of the bench.
Mike Miller?
He's still there.
They just don't have anything to build around him besides Bam. So I get why he wants to leave. He's trying to win and putting the team on his back every year to make the playoffs and stuff and make a run. You need some type of help. So I get why he wants to leave. But, yeah, Pat Riley always been a hole like that with anybody. So just let him go. Just let him walk.
All right. Y'all ready to put a bow on this thing? All right,
I got one more thing. Jets requested to hire or to interview Arthur Smith. I hope they take him off my hands. I would love that. And I would love nothing more than the Jets to hire Arthur Smith. Please, God. That's it. We can wrap it up.
You notice I didn't bring up the Jets during my sports corner. They also requested to interview Mike McCarthy.
Did they deny him, or did they just deny Chicago?
I don't know. They requested to interview Rex Ryan after Rex Ryan was like, I don't know who I would hire if I got hired as the head coach. Still hired him or still interviewed him. That organization is cursed. Thank you, Joe Namath. All right. That's been 49. Sorry we were gone for so long, but, you know, we like to go eat and we like to take naps on Brews and Banter. We're glad we're back for another year. We appreciate y'all. As always, give the Instagram a look at Brews and Banter _pod. Keep liking the podcast, subscribing, following, downloading, and share it with your friends. All that stuff means the world to us. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Thank you for powering Greg and I to a fantasy football championship this year. James, Greg, what do y'all got before we roll out?
Anime Corner Pod dropped the episode on Tuesday. And by the time y'all hear this, there'll be another episode out because I'm doing two episodes a week. So check me out, Anime Corner Pod. That's all I got.
I'm in the job market. I want to find a new job. Hire me. I will do your accounting stuff. Whatever.
You heard it. He is selling his body.
Drink your water. Do some stretches. Fucking research, bro. Educate yourselves because shit's about to get messy. Motherfuckers not fact checking no more. We don't even fact check. Just be careful.
Yeah, but we've been consistent. We haven't been fact checking. All right, bro. Until next time, we'll see you on the other side. Peace.